Stop seeking validation outside. Uplift your self-esteem. How do you feel about yourself when you wake up every day?
I am happy.
I am confident.
I can win my goals today.
I am love.
I am enough.
I look beautiful.
I am handsome.
What do I do with conviction?
Are you looking for validation about your feelings, or do you look outside to get motivated by what you do toward your goal?
Every day looking to validate your mental and emotional health can make you dependent on others than develop trust within you.
Empowering our self-esteem is a powerful tool within ourselves. We should believe in ourselves rather than look outside.
As a healer, I carry the phenomenal experience of healing individuals stuck in their life seeking validation.
The craving for constant validation showcases low self-esteem.
Do you know that?
As per my experience as a mind healing consultant at Light Angelic, I have seen individuals relying on external validation to boost their confidence.
But is that right?
What is your perspective on it?
Let me share some points to help you understand deeply about this topic.
Cease unhealthy approach. Self-belief is essential whether personal, professional, or social. We always seek someone's approval to feel motivated.
To understand better where we are creating such belief and how it holds you back.
From chasing a dream job to starting a new business, being from a small town girl to a top rich person, we all have fears and doubts about what we manifest or what if we fail from scratch, dating a new person after a breakup to getting into marriage.
It's always been a vast depth of our inner beings.
We all start from fear and overcome day by overcoming each obstacle life offers us.
Being spiritual and coach, many of my clients are corporate leaders in their respective jobs, doing well enough and making money.
But often, people on top are most lonely and face lots of negativity as they can't make fair enough choices for everyone.
Starting a new startup as an entrepreneur, we all have the risk factor of falling apart and facing our inner demons.
The darkest fear in our life is when we risk it all and choose ourselves, the innermost inner desire to achieve something big. It's a fact when we go through such significant changes, we face fear.
Does it only happen this time when we start new, or was it a belief from past failures?
Yes, it's all connected through. In our life, we all are not getting success in every aspect of life, and we all have faced failures.
Low esteem is a belief of constantly being judged, failing, self-doubt, feeling unworthy, and rejected, and what will people think?
Failures are part of life to taste success. But the belief stays in your mind rent-free for a lifetime.
Do we need this?
Do we lean on somebody's approval or rejection?
Self-doubt about yourself being worthy and where you are now cause you to get low self-esteem.
Don't misinterpret self-esteem with ego.
You can take fruitful advice from your well-wishers.
But the difference is to never lose faith in yourself because of any negative feedback from others.
People who are jealous of your success will always try to pull you back from your path.
But you have to recognize that your suggestion, advice, or feedback is essential for you.
Connecting with a healer is the best way to calm your mind, body, and soul.
Gaining a significant portion of self-belief is crucial to be successful in your life.
The same goes for relationships.
Most relationships end because couples try to get each other's validation and always want a positive response.
To make good friends with our partners, first, we must be excellent friends with ourselves.
Love is not meant to be flowery all the time.
But love should nourish every moment with each other's darkness, accepting each other's lows and highs.
We often look for somebody to understand us, but how often do we understand the opposite?
Yes, it's every day battling and accepting each other's flaws and loves the way it is.
The relationship is always on the sword of being judged, and the ego plays a vital role. Being spiritual, I always say everything starts from within, so if you are feeling jealous, self-centered, or being judged by your partner, everything is stored in yourself. Overcome those beliefs and patterns within yourself, and automatically relationship will nourish as a beautiful plant and can grow under shades of trust and acceptance. Everything is a mere reflection of our being, and everyone is helping us to see within us. Embrace and be grateful to have someone helping you dig, dive and help to see, and work on your flaws. And, if you don't carry that sportsman spirit, it's better to uplift your confidence and self-esteem to ignore the feedback of others. Unconditional love will not look for flaws within us if we look at the other side of the coin. How pure your soul is must matter the most if somebody truly loves you, and the same goes for you. How to find balance and ignite the same fire within us. People who came to me for stress therapy in Dubai and told me about their problems. As a healing consultant, I asked them what life you wanted to look like with pain, and maximum people said I want to remove self-doubt and have more confidence in what I believe in achieving success or in having a good relationship, a companion, or want to feel just good and happy. In the lowest points, when you are losing yourself and not able to cope with overwhelming emotions and darkest fears, these days, if you choose yourself and sit with your inner roots about why you chose this to start new beginnings, what was the fire it was when we started, what we thought on those initial days, what and why are the most critical question which will help your quest to find where you lost those sparks in your journey, then you will never lose your spark. You will not ask anyone to find out your purpose. Judging yourself due to external validation is not a healthy approach. To stay away from stress due to validation issues and lack of belief in yourself, you must connect with Priti Palmer, a life coach and a healing mentor at Light Angelic, to get some marvelous healing techniques to uplift your self-esteem, self-affirmation to feel motivated. I am worthy, I am enough, I believe in my dreams, I attract, I don't chase, I am confident, I have high self-esteem, I belong to this world, I am successful. Here are the healing procedures performed by Priti Palmer in her healing sessions: past life regression, new moon meditation, full moon meditation, eclipse meditation, chakra balancing, grounded sea meditation, singing sound frequency healing, holistic mind healing, Reiki balancing chakras with physical pain, rapid transformation therapy, relationship therapy, inner childhood therapy, healing vortex,